Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9.
No.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today?
Then what's this about?
The thing is that yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there was a suspicious transaction made for the online gift card, okay? And the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that. So do you want to continue with this order or you want to cancel it?
No, sir. No, I didn't order anything, so cancel it, please.
Alright, I got it, sir. The thing is that why we have put a hold on this, because I believe you haven't made this order, am I correct?
That's correct.
This means, sir, it's a case of online fraud. Anyhow, some online fraudsters have got the access onto your details, and they are doing this kind of illegal activities. Alright, so you just do one, so just try to remember, sir. Yes, recently have you shared any kind of personal details to any unknown person?
No, sir, no.
Alright, and last time, sir, when have you connected your mobile phone with the public Wi-Fi at any public place, any cafe, hotels? Do you remember?
Yes, sir, I work in a hotel.
You work in a hotel, and you connect, never connect your thing from the public Wi-Fi, alright, so that's the reason it's all this stuff is happening. So right now, sir, we are going to go ahead and cancel the order, as well as we are going to block those persons. For that, we just need your cooperation, okay? So just put the call on speaker. Yeah, so just put the call on speaker, sir. Let me start the cancellation procedure. Just put the call on speaker.
Go ahead.
And the phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
I don't know. It's an old phone.
Oh, like it's a touchscreen smartphone or it's a keypad phone?
It's
a Samsung, Oppo, Android phone, or it's a, like an Apple iPhone?
No, it's a Samsung something, I think.
I bought it in a supermarket.
I bought it in a supermarket.
I got it. And you are at your home right now or you are at your work?
I don't know who you are. Who am I speaking to?
You are speaking with Peter Wilson, sir. I'm the senior technician from the eBay.
I see. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have never had this problem before, so it's all new to me.
I got it, sir. So you just do one thing. First of all, you just put the call on speaker, sir. Let me start the cancellation procedure. The phone is on speaker right now.
No, my phone isn't. No, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, I got. All right, I'm going to guide you, sir.
Sir, I'm quite old.
I'm going to help you, sir. I'm going to help you. No need to worry. So, what can you see on the mobile screen? Just tell me. Do you see the numbers? Just press your power button.
I see your number.
Yes, and just beneath that, do you see any speaker option over there? In the right-hand side bottom or in the left-hand side bottom, there will be a speaker option. Just check.
No, I don't see any speaker option.
Oh, and apart from that number, what can you see?
Well, I can see just sort of like a regular dialing. It's just the whole...
Yeah, there will be a option like a speaker or a volume speaker. Do you see that? Just up of the dialing, there will be a speaker. There will be a logo of a speaker. Do you see that?
No, I can't.
And apart from that, do you have any kind of computer or any laptop with you?
My wife has an iPad.
Alright, so can you please be handy with that iPad?
I can be, my wife is presently using it. She watches movies.
Oh, you just take it from her so that we can, you just borrow it from her for some time. Let me start the cancellation procedure, sir. So just take that iPad from her for a while and open up the App Store on that iPad.
You got to open the App Store on your iPad.
Yeah, open up.
This is all quite confusing. It's frightening my wife.
What am I doing?
She doesn't know why. What's going on?
All right, just pass this call to her. Let me explain it to her what's going on. Let's just pass this call to her.
This is
hello.
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, hi, ma'am. This is Peter Wilson from the eBay. So how are you, ma'am?
eBay. I don't do eBay. Thank
no,
you.
Just wait, ma'am. Hello.
Yes.
Ma'am, yesterday night, ma'am, there are some fraudulent transaction has been made for the online gift card. Anyhow, some online fraud...
And when, before what gift pack? I beg your pardon, for what gift pack?
They have tried to buy the online gift card, Apple gift card. They are some illegal hackers, ma'am. They are trying to buy they are trying to buy gift cards online under your number and your details, ma'am. Like they are using your IP address and all. So we are going to go ahead and block them and cancel this order right now. All right. So
Thank you.
So for that, ma'am.
Okay.
First of all, yeah. Are you handy with your iPad?
I could probably get into settings or something.
No, you don't have to open up the settings. You have to open up the App Store on the iPad. Open up the App Store.
Oh, yeah, like Play Store?
Yeah, like, it's an Apple iPad or it's like an Android tablet?
I beg your pardon?
Is that
just quieter, darling?
Yeah. Do you have the Play Store on the tab? On the iPad, do you have the Play Store?
Yeah, I just pressed that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Yes, and now in the tab...
Taking a bit of time.
All right, no worries.
I got you. Yep.
And now in the tab, do you see search for apps and games?
Yes, sir.
Just give a click on that. Just give a click on that.
Yep.
And type it over there, letter A. A as in alpha, letter A.
A-L.
No, it will be letter A. A as in alpha, letter A.
Yep.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
Yep.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then D as in delta, letter D.
Oh, D. Yep.
Yes,
hang on.
D as in doctor, yes, letter D.
Yep. A-N-Y-D, yep.
Then do you see any suggestion come up like any desk?
Oh, it says any desk, mobile app, any desk remote, yeah?
Just give a click on that, any desk. And now do you see a red color application named any desk remote desktop software? A red color application, any desk remote desktop, do you see that?
It's got any desk remote desktop.
Yes.
Sign red one on the left hand side.
Yes, you just give a click on that, any desk remote desktop, just give a click on that. And now
you want me to install it, do you?
Yeah, yes. Just give a click on install.
Is this really you're doing the right thing here by me? Is this cool? Are you cool?
Yeah.
Okay, alrighty, I've done it. Okay.
And now it's downloading or it's showing you pending?
Mm-hmm.
It's showing you pending.
It's 99%. Yes, it's...
All right,
it's done.
And now just, ma'am, listen to me carefully, okay?
Recently, yes.
Just try to remember, like, have you issued any kind of personal details to any unknown person?
No.
And try to remember one thing, ma'am. Like, time, when have you connected your mobile phone or your tablet with the public Wi-Fi at any cafeteria, hotel, or anything?
No, I just use data off my phone. I get a hotspot. I use it off my phone. I don't use it when I'm out. But my daughter, this is set up under my daughter's name.
I got it, ma'am. I'm going to show you what's going on. Do you see any option like open?
Yeah, it says yeah. Do I open it?
Yeah, just give a click on open.
Yeah.
And now what can
privacy
you
statement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give a click on agree and continue or allow. Just give a click on that.
Okay, you want me to press okay?
Yeah, just give a click on okay. And now what can you see?
Oh, God, I've heard of scams like this happening. For controlling the device remotely, a plug-in is required. Would you like to install this plug-in?
Yeah, just give a click on OK. Just give a click on OK.
Oh, truly. I don't like this. Yeah, OK.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now what is showing it to you, ma'am?
It says, any desk plug-in, add one. Any desk soft chart, yeah?
Yeah. Just give a click on install.
Oh, you want me to install that too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is a bit scary, isn't it?
Definitely not, ma'am. Definitely not, ma'am. I'm going to show
okay.
you everything what's going on.
Do you think this could be from my daughter? My daughter is gave me her phone.
No, definitely not, ma'am. The billing address that we have got, ma'am, is from the Mountain View, California, United States. They are trying to find this gift card from the overseas. All right, so I'm going to show you each and everything, then you will understand, ma'am. So now it's saying you downloaded.
Yeah. Do I install that too? Oh, uninstall it then.
No. And now just press the back button. Just go back to the any desk. Just go back.
Just go back now. This one says any desk plug-in add. Well, I go backwards, yeah?
Yeah, just go back, and now what is showing it to you?
It says plug-in activation.
Just give a click on OK.
Okay.
And now what is showing it to you, ma'am?
Oh, God. It says accessibility, any desk control 81. Yep.
Yeah, just give a click on that any desk 81 and make it...
So you want it on?
Yeah, turn it on. Yes, turn it on.
Okay. Allow any desk service to have full control of my device.
Allow it. It's nothing to worry. Just allow it so that we can...
Okay.
And now
alrighty.
Now just press the back button and go back.
It provides you remote control capabilities for the any desk.
Allow it. Allow. Do you see anything like turn on and allow?
It says use any desk control, and that's turned on blue now.
And now
it's got a blue dot, blue button, says it's on.
All right, and now just press the back button and go back to the any desk. Press the back button and go to the any desk.
Oh, yep.
And
back button.
And now do you see...
It says it's on, yeah?
Yeah, and now do you see on the screen something like tutorial?
Like a yo-yo?
No, you just press the back button. You just go back to the...
Yeah, I got it. It says any desk control service, 81, it's on.
And now you just press the back button. You just press the back button. Go back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll go back. Battery optimization.
Yes. And now do you see OK or anything like that over there?
Yeah, down the corner. Yeah.
Yeah. And now what can you see after that?
Oh, press OK.
Yeah, and now
it says tutorial. You can abort the tutorial.
You just press 3 to 4 times on your screen.
3 to 4 times?
Yeah, on the blue area.
On the blue area. Okay, 1, 2. Connection status.
Yeah, and now do you see any number come up, a 9-digit number?
Yes.
Yeah, just tell me that number, ma'am. Just verify me that number.
6620.
Then?
149-755.
And just beneath that, do you see anything like set password?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just give a click on set password.
Yeah.
And now, ma'am, just scroll down the page, ma'am. You will get to see permission profile. Just give a click on permission profile.
Oh, hang on, access control. Yeah, righto.
Yeah, just give a click on
got it.
And now just give a click on that permission profile.
Yep, did.
And now
click it.
unattended access, there will be unattended access. Do you see?
Just give a
click on unattended access.
Yeah, got it. Done. Profile enabled. Tick. So I've got a tick on profile enabled, yeah?
Yeah, just give a click on close. Just give a click on close.
Alrighty, yep. Check.
And now do you see?
Do I close it again?
No, now just give a click on full access. Do you see anything like full
access? Righto, yeah, yeah, got him. Righto, love.
Yeah, and now after clicking on full access, do you see enable unattended access? There will be a checkbox.
Yeah, profile enabled, it says.
No, I just believe that there will be...
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes, mate, it says here my device, sound input, tick, yep.
Yeah, enable, and now it's asking for a password, am I correct?
Oh, no, oh, hang on, set a password, yeah.
Yeah.
Set password.
I'm going to provide you the password, ma'am, all will be in lower cases, and don't give a space, all right?
Okay, so I press set password. I heard that, darling, but where am I going to put it? So I press... but it won't let me press.
Just give a click on that red line, ma'am.
Oh, the red line. Oh, I see, down here, right? Hang on, permissions here, my device. Control, show, mice, access any device, clipboard.
Oh, that's right. What can you see on the screen, ma'am? Just tell me. Do you see that checkbox enable unattended access?
Yeah.
Just give a tick on that checkbox.
Oh, no, enabled unattended access is not ticked.
Yes. Yeah, just give a tick mark on that.
Okay. Set password, righto.
Yes.
Okay, I've got you.
Yeah, and now put the password. E as in English letter E.
E.
Then B as in Bravo letter B.
Yeah, B, yeah. Good job.
Then A as in Alpha letter A.
Ace Alpha, yep.
Then Y as in Yellow letter Y.
Yep.
Then don't give a space, alright. Type number 7.
Yeah, no space, righto.
Yeah,
7.
Then number 8. Then number 9.
You want me to do number 8 again? 2-8.
No. Single 8.
Yeah. Then 7, and then 9.
Then 0.
9 and then 0, righto?
Yes.
9-0.
And now just give a click on OK.
Okay.
And now,
alrighty.
And apart from this tablet, ma'am, like the phone which you're using, like it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
Android.
And basically what, like email and online shopping, basically in which device you do it? You do it on this tab, am I correct?
No, I don't do shopping.
I got it, ma'am. Just wait. Just be on
the I've never done shopping on the phone. And I don't look into emails either. Only my daughter did.
Alright, just wait.
Okay.
And once you will get to see an option like start now, just give a click on start now, okay? Just give a click on start now.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, just give a click on start now.
I'll start recording or casting with any desk.
Just give a click on start now.
What are we recording here, mate? Are you going to be able to hear?
Yes. Now
it's gone back to the screen and it's got the icon now on the on my app.
Just give a click on close.
Close, right
there.
And close again?
Yeah, just give a click on...
I saw the things came back up.
Hang on. And now you just press your home button, ma'am, and come back to your normal home screen.
Close my home button. Yeah,
and
I'm
now,
normal screen
now.
Now.
And now you just open up your Google, ma'am. Open up your Google.
Oh, heaven's sake. All right, Google, where are we? I got you. Sorry, yes. Okay. Yeah. Search.
Yes. And type it over there, letter M. M as in Margaret, letter M.
Yeah.
The letter Y as in Yellow, letter Y.
Yeah.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Then number 1, 221.
Yep.
Then letter P, P as in Peter, letter P.
Oh, yeah, it comes up. My IP country.
Yeah, and now do you see any option come up like my 1P address, location, California?
Yeah, my 1P country.
California, yeah, just give a click on that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, really? Why am I going to California? Are you in California?
Definitely not, ma'am. Just give a click on that. I'm going to show you what's going on.
Okay, righto.
And now, ma'am, I'm going to verify your IP address, okay? It's 66.249.
Oh, heaven's sake. This is really going on a long time. Stop for a minute. Stop for a minute. I really can't quite understand why. Why all this? Because I've heard of scams like this before, and it's starting to freak me out.
Definitely not, ma'am. Just listen to me, ma'am. At the moment, your internet IP address is not safe. All right.
Righto. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Now you can hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I got you. Okay. What is my IP address? It says.
It's 66.249.66.81.
Oh, God. I didn't keep up with you. Righto. Okay. Hang on. Oh, why isn't it giving me something to do? What is my IP address?
Just go and top up the page, ma'am. Just go and top up the page.
The top of the page. What is my IP address?
Yeah, just give
click
a
that.
Yeah, just give a click on
yeah.
That.
Oh, okay. Didn't come in before. Now it's come in. Okay. Right.
Yes.
We're just waiting. Here we go. Here we go.
Yes. Yes.
IP location.
Yeah, I'm going to verify your IP address, ma'am. It's 49.
Is that where I press search, sir? Is that where I... Oh, hang on, now...
It has been the green color line. Do you see that?
Do I open it now, sir?
Just, I'm going to verify you that IP address, ma'am. For the
verification. Okay, it's just... Oh, there it goes, yeah. In there. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Right.
Yeah, it's 49.197.5.
Okay. 49.197.58.69. Thanks for being patient, mate. I'm just not okay.
Yeah, I got yeah. This is the IP address, ma'am, which has been hacked by those hackers from the overseas. All right. This is your IP.
Now, what do I press after that? Do I press the red button? Where do I?
That's right.
I just put it in, but I haven't pressed it. It hasn't gone anywhere.
That's right. Listen to me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Well.
Yeah, just in up of that, do you see in the green color line there is some number?
Yeah, 49197.
Yeah, this is
5869.
Yeah, this is your IP address, ma'am, which has been compromised by those overseas hackers. All right.
Okay.
And I'm going to locate you the exact yep. IP address of those persons. All right. So just press the back
okay.
button. Just press the back button.
I'll leave that there. Press the back button. Righto. Yep.
Yes. And just press
the button. Oh, yes. There it is.
Yeah. Just press
the
button.
Is it once again? Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Me got.
And
yep.
And now just scroll up the page. Just scroll up
yep.
the page. And now
yep.
do you see IP location over there? IP location.
Yes, it says Mountain View. Mountain View, California.
That's the thing I'm talking about, ma'am. Those hackers are from the Mountain View, California, okay? They are
right, okay.
Yeah, they are accessing your internet, ma'am, and they are doing this kind of illegal activities. So right now...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and whatever activities you do over the internet, ma'am, it's totally, like, unsafe at the moment. Like, they have got the access
okay.
to it. So you, first of all, you just unlock your mobile phone, ma'am. Just unlock your tablet.
I'll open them back up again, yeah? And do what?
And now you just
eBay Secure your, Server.
Yeah. And now, ma'am, you just open up your email.
Open now, up email? Oh, God.
Yes, open up your email.
Oh, I don't do emails. Okay, Gmail, you mean?
Yeah, yes, you're right.
Where
and
is
now,
it?
Ma'am,
hang on, I don't even know where it is, Gmail. Oh, you're there. Righto. Oh, my ear's burning, yes?
And now,
Google Meet now in Gmail.
just give a click on go, OK, got it.
Got it.
And now in yep. the bottom top, ma'am, do you see the name of your initiate, ma'am?
The name of what, darling?
The name of your, the logo of your name, starting with letter L. Do you see that? Just give a click on that.
Oh no, hang on. The Google account team, no? Luke.
That's right, ma'am, that's right.
I press that email, do I?
Yeah.
The Google account team. Luke, finish setting up your Nokia T20. Oh, there's Luke Beale there, Luke James Beale. Yeah, that's my son.
All right, and so, ma'am, this is the email address, ma'am, which has been, I'm going to verify you the email address. It's
oh, okay, well, I'm going to have to tell him, too.
Yeah, it's Luke James Beale.
Yeah, Luke James Beale at Gmail, yeah. That's yeah. my son, he doesn't live here. He lives at, over near here.
Oh, I got it, ma'am. So, let's close down the page, ma'am. So, ma'am, whatever yes? activity you do, ma'am, it's not safe at the moment. And we can see...
Can I just watch my movie? No, I won't call anyone, no, but I can watch my movie, yeah?
No, on
Dromite.
Ma'am, at
Primo, I watch.
Ma'am, at the moment, ma'am, we are going to, like, secure your, like, details, all that.
Okay.
You don't have to watch a movie right now. Just wait.
Okay, right, I'll leave the line for a while.
Right now,
okay.
Yeah. And right now, ma'am, we are going to activate the security, ma'am, so we can see that there are some fraudulent charges which those hackers have made under this account. All right.
Can I ring my son off my phone to let him know?
Definitely not at the moment, ma'am, because anyhow, this
okay.
is hands up. You will be
okay, how long? Say so how long, mate? How long? How long do I wait?
Just wait 5 minutes,
okay.
Ma'am. Just wait.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bye. Do I wait?
Hello?
Don't know that number.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you able to hear me, ma'am?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And apart from this tablet, ma'am, like what kind of devices do you have at the moment which is connected with the same internet? Like, do you have any computer or any laptop?
No, just a laptop and my phone. But that's not my email. My son has a phone with Luke James Beale email.
Oh, no need to worry about that, ma'am. All right, no need to worry about Luke James.
I can give you his phone number.
No need of that, ma'am. At the moment, ma'am, we can see different IP addresses as
okay.
connected with your internet line right now.
Okay,
so
mate. All right, thank you.
Yeah, so just do one thing, ma'am. I believe the phone which you have, it's an Android phone.
Yep, Samsung. Oh, this is very panicky. You've done really well, mate. Thank you.
Hello. And now, ma'am, basically what is going to happen, ma'am? You
yep.
can see those hackers have tried to do some fraudulent charge into your account. So basically, ma'am, on your mobile phone, do you do online banking to check the statements?
No banking. But my son banks on that email.
And how do you do the online banking? Like, do you go to...
I just go to ATM.
You just go to the bank, am I correct?
Yeah. I don't use this for any money.
All right. And you got the paper statements with you?
No.
All right. And let me...
Why?
Know, ma'am, those hackers have tried to buy those gift cards, ma'am, 6 to 7 times. All right. So...
Oh.
Yes.
My why is my phone ringing again? Holy fuck. Hello? Oh, man. Hello?
Can you hear me, ma'am? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
No, ma'am, your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. How are you doing today?
Oh, God, this is going on for a long time, Alex. What's happening, ma'am?
This is happening, ma'am, that some overseas people have got into your IP address and they are doing that. They are misusing your information, all that stuff which you are using right now. And they are purchasing different kinds of gift cards from different platforms like eBay, Amazon, and all that stuff. I do believe my previous colleague has shown you all the different IP addresses, which is from U.S., California, Mountain View, California, U.S.
Yeah, but I don't do any banking on my phone, mate. My bank details aren't in my phone.
No. You are not doing the banking details on your phone. Listen to me first, ma'am. If you do not listen to me, how will I make you understand? Whenever you go on shopping from any local store or visit your ATM, you swipe your debit card. That's correct?
Yes.
So that point of time, the device on the machine which you are swiping the debit card, the machine is also not secured right now. Through that machine, those overseas people can get your information and they can take your card details and your account details through your debit card. So that is that is the reason your account is being compromised. Could you tell me what was the last transaction did you make?
My last transaction was this morning at Woolworths.
Woolworths. A Woolworths store or online Woolworths?
Yes. I beg your pardon? Going all on Woolworths.
Okay. You visited to the Woolworths store. That's correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And what was the last transaction amount, exact amount?
I didn't get a receipt. $20 or something, around about $20, I bought a chook and three other things.
Okay. That point of time, what happened, ma'am, they have tried to take some small amount. What they are doing, those overseas illegal hackers, they are taking small amounts from your account that you will not get to know that what is happening with your account. And they are taking a smaller amount. That is the reason. This is the point which I am telling you. First of all, what we are going to do, we are going to put the security on your email address because your email address has been also compromised because you can, okay, and right now as well as your online banking right now, you are not doing online banking but your bank is being used right now by those persons, okay? So what can you see on your tablet screen, can you tell me?
Okay, so this has got nothing to do with my son's email address.
Nothing to do with that.
Okay, all right. So it says connection established, eBay secure server is now viewing your desk.
Now go back to your home screen. Go back to the home screen.
Yep. Now what?
Now, you need to simply open up your Google Chrome, a new page of a Google Chrome.
Open up Google. Yeah.
Open up a Google. Now, what we are going to do for securing your information right now, what we are going to do, we are going to enroll you for one day for one online banking. Like tomorrow, you will receive as like the paper statement. Okay. So, on the search bar, you need to type the name of your bank right now.
Really?
Yes.
National.
Type the name of.
I don't know about. I'm freaked. I'm really worrying about this. What? How do I not know? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm getting confused. How do I know you're not the hacker? Oh, man. Okay, sorry. Okay, all right. This is really hard. I don't like giving my bank stuff.
No, you are not giving me. You are just typing it from your end. You will type it from your end. I will not ask you any of your personal details.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah, righto. Okay. Okay. Yep, got you. Yep.
Now, after typing on that, you will see an option called online banking.
Do
you see that? Click on that.
Oh, God, where did it go? Hang on, wait a minute.
Do it once again. Take your lovely time. You don't have to hurry up.
Yep. Okay.
Now, at the right top corner, you will see an option called login. You just click on the login option.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. Can you see on the left top corner there is a cross option?
Yeah.
Click on the cross.
There's a cross.
Yes. On the very left hand side top corner. Very left top
corner. On the red. The red cross. Yeah.
No, not the red one.
The not the red.
Not a problem. On the left, look on the left top corner, very left hand side top corner, there is a cross, black cross.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's up the top, isn't it? Go back to online banking. All right, press that.
No. Do not press the online banking. Give a click on the cross once again.
Okay. Press on the cross.
Yeah. Now, click on the search bar and you need to type over there, register online banking. The name of your bank and type.
Where's the search thing?
At the very top. At the very top. Now, do you see
national. Yeah, I've got my bank number, my bank name in.
Now, you need to.
Now, what do I put?
The name of the bank is already written. You need to give us a place and type register online banking.
Okay. Craig, someone said that my bank account has been, my card has been hacked.
Yeah.
Red online banking. Yeah. Okay.
You need to, now do you see anything option coming up, internet banking, register for online banking, the second option?
Yeah, in 5 minutes. It says apply online in 5 minutes. And then it says
the second option, the second one.
Oh, the second one, internet banking, register for online banking. Yeah, rather.
No, do not click on that. Just go down a little bit. Go down.
Yeah, how to register for online banking.
Now click on the internet banking, register for online banking, the top one.
How to register for online banking.
Click on. Just hold, do not do anything. Just hold for a moment.
Okay, you just did that, okay.
No, the
there
you
do it. There we go.
Do you see any option?
Register.
Says register, yeah, click on the register.
Yeah. Righto.
Ask you some of your information right now from your bank.
Identify myself.
Yes, so you need to identify. Over there, you need to type it correctly. Do you have got any NAB ID?
Yeah.
Yes, so you need to put that. Just take your time, find it out, and put your NAB ID.
Are you sending me some confirmation about all this?
Yes. After the work is done, we will send you each and everything with the confirmation right now.
Righto. Okay. Because I don't have much money. If you take my money, I don't have much.
Do you remember your approximately the closing balance on your NAB?
I suppose so. Answer that.
How much
is about 200 or something. Maybe that much. I don't know if it's that much. You're not going to take it, are you?
No.
sorry.
No problem.
Okay, all right. But you understand, you understand. Maybe I continue now, yeah?
Yes.
I put my number in.
Yeah, give a click on the checkbox that says I confirm. Give a click on the checkbox.
Checkbox?
Yes. Just look very down below terms and condition. Just go down.
Yeah.
It says cancel.
Oh, I see. I confirm that one.
Yes. Yeah, click on that one.
Yeah. Yep. And then continue.
Yes.
There's an error. So what sort of ID did it want? I just put in my bank. No, I don't know. I forgot an ID. I just put in my account number.
I don't know what. Do you have any NAB identification number?
No, I don't have a password or anything. Where to find my NAB account?
It will be on your debit card, on the back side of your debit card. Just check your debit card, it will be on your...
Oh, that one. That one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay. Yep.
This is all very scary, man. Righto. Error.
Just hold for a moment. Just see over there. Go down, little bit go down. You can see where you find NAB ID written over there.
Righto. Okay.
Yeah, just check it. Where you will.
Because it's worn off on the back of my car, Gary. I'm just guessing.
It can be found
in the welcome pack email and SMS we sent you when we had a jerk. Your NAB number is located on the back of your car just above the magnetic strip.
Yes. The top of your back strip, there is a NAB ID written. It will be 8 to 10 digit number.
Oh, truly. Righto. Okay.
Yeah, type it down over there.
Magnetic strip. Hang on. I've just got to
take your
my glasses.
Yeah,
I bet this is taking longer than you thought, yeah?
No problem. We are here with you.
Alrighty. Oh! Okay. You still there? I haven't clicked you off, have I? 8-digit number. Hang on. I can't see it properly.
Yeah, take it.
Are you there?
Take it, there you are.
It's got when overseas, it's got NAB cards. Oh, that's the phone number. Oh, is that it up there? Okay. Yeah, I got you. So you want me to put that in?
Yes, put that in.
Oh, God, that's very little. I'm going to light on you. So he said someone just keeps taking little bits out of my account.
Yes.
Maybe you could read that out. Can you see it properly? That one there. There.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God, I've lost my screen. Oh, here we go. Back to there. Back. All right, Craig, go.
6, 5, 6.
Eight? Is it an 8 or 6? I think it's a 6. Maybe we're a bit old and these numbers are very tiny. And
Yes.
So just don't panic.
Yes, correctly.
Hang on, he's gone down in the sun to have a look. 6, right. Next one. Right. 5. Can't see it. All right, give it back. I'll have a look. I've had this same card for a long time and it's my... Huh? 6, 6. Oh, can't be 666, is it?
That's
what it says. All right. Yeah, 666.
3, 4.
Hang on, wait a minute. He's right out in the sun now. This is so funny. Sort of, but not really funny. Okay. I was so just enjoying my movie. 666. What's the next one? 3, 4.
3, 4.
Yep.
7, 9, 0. 7.
9, 0. Go. Set up your password.
Now you will receive a passcode onto your registered phone number.
Yeah. As long as you don't send it to an email, because I don't do that, okay?
Do you have any number that ends with 055?
Yeah, that's me, yep.
You have that number that ends with 055?
Yep. Check. Yep. Oh, yeah, I see where it says send security code.
Yeah, do you have a number that ends with 055?
Yes, I said yes, sir.
Okay, give a click on security, send security code.
Right.
You will receive a code on that number.
Okay. Alrighty.
You need to type down the code over there first.
Oh, when it comes through?
Yes.
Is it going to come through on my phone? Oh. It came through on here somewhere. Now, where? Up in the corner. Do I press that? What's happening up in the corner?
No, you will receive a security code on the number that ends with 055.
Oh, it says create a password now. Oh, security code.
Can't...
Oh, it hasn't come up. I'm sorry. Sorry, hang on.
Okay.
It hasn't come up on my phone, and but it came up on my the iPad. There's a little red thing up in the corner.
That's all. Yeah. Oh, down. Yes.
Go down.
No.
It's an enter.
On the iPad, on left, on the top to bottom, swipe the page from top to bottom. You told me that you got something on your iPad.
Yeah, up on the right hand corner. There's your icon is up there. Any desk sign is up there.
No.
That's your
where
sign, yeah?
Number? Where is the number?
I don't have a number. No number came through. I'm going to have to put the security code in again. Resend security code.
Listen to me, ma'am. Listen to me. Do you have any cell phone number that ends with 055?
Correct. That's what I'm on the phone with.
No,
I'm talking to you.
You are talking to me that ends with 844.
Oh, no, that's my son. Oh, no, that's Craig. No, Craig is 844.
Okay.
My husband is 844.
Okay, and you're having, and where is 055? Where is
yep.
that number?
That's on my ear.
So you need to check
I'm
that.
Joking.
Yes, so you need to check that. Put me on speaker.
Oh, okay, put me on speaker. Oh, that'll be good. Then my ear won't get so bloody hot. All these rays.
Check your cell phone, the messages.
Okay. Oh, yeah, righto, okay.
Did you got
it? I've got you. Ongoing call. I've got 855. I missed call from 855 and
no,
it's an 855.
Check.
Oh, messages. Oh, yes, buddy. Spam connected. Incoming spam. Is that you?
What
is
this telling you?
With messages. Messages. Just for Christ. Go up, system update. Craig, I don't know how to get
go
back there.
That screen that you had there, go there.
No, that's keypad, love.
Yeah, well, go there and you can get the message.
No, I can't.
101, you got to push 101.
No, I don't. Hang on, I just got to find my message icon. Hang on.
Okay, now listen to me carefully, ma'am. First, listen to me.
Yes.
You are talking with me on the phone that ends with 844, that's correct?
No, I'm 055.
But right now I can see the number that you are talking with me, 844. Where is the other
phone? This is your phone, isn't it? Oh, I'm sorry, this is my husband's phone. Okay, yes, yeah, sorry. Oh, God, I got all confused. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, check my phone. Okay.
Check the messages on your phone.
Yeah, okay. Oh, there we go. Okay. Don't share this code with anyone, including national.
Yeah. Type the code over there. Type the code over there.
So how come I'm not allowed to give it to the bank?
You need to type it down on the iPad.
Yes, I'm doing it. But why does it say I'm not allowed to give it to the bank? Why? I'm doing it. 2 6 3 9 2
Yeah, check. Okay. Press the blue. Yeah, go down. Now, click on create password. I'm helping you with a temporary password right now.
Righto.
Yeah, type the letter A, capital A.
Oh, capital A. Yep.
Yeah.
Did you want another capital?
No.
Or just capital A?
Do not do anything. The server's going to help you out. Do not do anything.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I can see. Yeah, he's doing it. Thank you. Now re-enter. There we go.
Do not do anything, ma'am.
I'm not. Let me. I'm not touching anything, no.
Can you scroll up?
Do I press continue?
No. Just hold.
Okay.
Just hold. Leave your tab as it is.
I'm taking it. Yeah, well, I prefer to.
Are you? Not do anything, just hold for a moment.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Do not do anything. The server has taken it.
Sorry. It said it's going to that email address of Luke James Beale again.
No, just hold. Do not do it.
I don't understand that bit. Because he's the one that does eBay shopping.
Now go down, scroll down the page.
Give a click
on the checkbox, I want to, anything like that, and hit continue. Just hold from where
it will. It was already ticked. Yeah, what's an email address?
Now, and do you have your personal email address apart from your son?
Yeah.
Yes, put your email address.
I just can't use it, that's all. Okay.
Yes.
But why do you need that for?
It's your banking what? Application. It's a bank asking for your email address.
Oh, I see. Right on. Yes. Okay. Fair enough. Do you have to do this all day?
No, man. Right
for
now.
People? that would bore me to tears.
Take your time.
Hang on. Where's the app? Alrighty, now we got. My husband's a bit worried over here.
And everything on confirmation when it is done.
It doesn't seem to, .com. Does it write the first bit? I don't know why, but that's how I do it. Oh, unless it's no capital. Oh, hang on, there we go. Yeah, that's me. All right, you got it.
Now you need to confirm me one thing. Do you have the access of this email?
Yes, sir, on my phone.
Oh, yeah, okay, you have on the phone. Okay, click on and continue.
Continue. Okay.
Now go down.
Right. Scroll down, right. Oh, there it says submit. That's my email address.
Yes.
Okay,
now,
submit.
Now, again, you have received a security code on your cell phone that ends with 055.
Oh, yeah, righto. So I do that security code again.
Yes, put your security code again.
Not the one on the back of the card.
No, on the cell phone, that ends with 055, the phone, on the mobile phone. The message has been sent to you.
Oh, okay. Oh, God, I never know. Oh, on my phone.
Yes.
It doesn't come through. Don't share this code with anyone. Security code.
You type it down over there.
Oh, yeah, right. The people like me have no idea what you're talking about. There we go. Okay. Okay, yeah, doing 7125. Yep.
Now just hold.
Then submit.
Click on submit. Yeah, click on submit. Now go down.
It says error. Enter in valid.
Give a click on okay. The screen.
Yep. Now do it again.
Go down.
Security code. Put the security code up.
No. You have received again. You need to just open up a new message. There is a new message sent to you from your NAV bank.
Oh, okay. They keep sending them. Oh, yeah. I got you. That was an old one they sent. Oh, yeah. Okay. All righty. I've got the latest one. All righty. Sorry.
Oh. Type it down.
F-O-2. All right. Let's begin. Submitting. Yay. You've successfully registered.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Congratulations. You have got that.
But I'm not going to put my account details on here or anything.
No. You can log in simply. Now, for the back of the card, you have the NAB ID. We need to type down the NAB ID once again on the back of the card.
Okay, alrighty. Okay. Enter your NAB ID. Yeah, alright.
On the back of the card, you have that.
Yeah, okay, you've got to go back out and check again. I think it was 6634, correct?
Yes, that one, correct, that one.
That one?
Yes.
No, double six, I think. Double six. 3-4. Yeah. I'm good with only two sixes. Yeah. Okay, now we got password.
No, do not do anything. The server is going to help
you. Oh, good. Thank goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. You might get one, right?
Yes. We will help you with the permanent password. After the work is done, we will help you with the permanent password.
I'm going to be stumped if you're the one stopping to take out any of me pension. You know that. I'll come and find you.
Not a problem, ma'am. We are here to help you. I will tell you my whole address, my home address as well, if you want.
Yeah, I got it. That's pretty serious, guys.
Okay. Now, this is your account. That's correct. Just check your account.
Yeah. Oh, not as much as I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. Are you still there?
No. Yeah, I'm on the yeah. Now, do you know how to check the statement? You don't know how to check the statement?
No.
Okay, not a problem. Now, apart from this bank, do you have any other bank account?
No, sir.
No. Okay, your husband have any other bank account?
Yeah.
Yes. So your husband do online banking from his phone or
no.
Computer?
No.
He also don't do it. And which bank he is banking? Can you help me out?
Westpac. We're logging out.
Yes, we have automatically logged out because it is not secured right now. So what we are going to do, we have started the security on your NAB account, okay? Now we are going to put the security on the Westpac account as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what was the last transaction? Can you ask your husband what was the last transaction? Did
he doesn't want to get in, involved in this. He doesn't use his card at places. Oh, he does at the bank.
Yes. So that point of the machine which he is using is not secured and the devices is...
Oh, the machine wasn't secure. Wow, I see. Okay.
Yes. So can you ask him what was the last transaction he made where?
That machine up there is secure. What was the last transaction where?
The last transaction was yesterday afternoon, $100.
On which store can you help me out?
It's in the shopping complex at Tenham Sands.
Okay, shopping complex, Tenham Sands. Okay, and what was the closing balance over there? Do you know the approximate closing balance?
Approximately $1,200.
$1,200. Okay, not a problem. Let me check the Westpac account is secured or not. We have to check it, just for.
And you have got
a debit card from your Westpac. That's correct, like the NAB debit card. You have a
yes,
Westpac
yes,
debit
sir,
card.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
On your Westpac, you have only one account, or do you have any savings account apart from the main account?
There's only one savings account. Yes.
You only have this only one savings account.
Yes, sir. And if any money's gone, I'm going to blow up the bank.
Sir, do not have to worry. I'm here right now. I was trying to help, ma'am. I have started the security on the NAB. So we are going to block those overseas hackers from different kinds of websites. So can you pass the phone to ma'am? Can you pass her the phone?
Yes, sir.
We might have to get a statement tomorrow. Yeah.
Now, ma'am, could you please please let me know, do you have any valid driver's license right now with you?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, okay. Now, what we have done, we have just came to know about that those overseas illegal hackers, they have tried to do all the illegal stuff from different kinds of websites, like ZipPay, like Bitcoin.com. Right now, we have to block them from each website one by one. So what can you see on your tablet? Can you let me know?
I don't have any Bitcoin. It says eBay secure server is now viewing your desk. Secure logout. I've still got my banking up there.
Okay. Now can you go back to your home screen? Can you go back to your home screen?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll go back to my home screen.
Yes.
Hang on. Won't let me get out of the bank. Hang on. Close all that. Clear all. Alrighty. Now, have I got what? What do you want me to do?
Open up the Play Store.
Yep. Okay. It's opening.
Not that one.
It says. Oh, yeah, not that one. Alright, that one, yep.
Now, give a click on the search at the very top. Give a click on the search.
Yep.
Now, you need to type over there ZipPay.
Zip?
Yes, this is the website through which they have tried to get into your information and try to purchase another different type of gift card. So, give a type Zip, J as in zebra.
I don't have a Zip card.
Yes, so that is the reason. We have to block them from the Zip directly.
I don't have a Zip card. I don't know anything about Zip. Okay, brother. Zip. I put Zip in.
Yes.
Zip card.
Now, do you see install option? Do you click on the install option?
I don't want Zip.
No, you are not on Zip matter. We are just blocking it, then we will delete it. We will block
this. Okay, yeah, well, I think this is from my son. He's the one that does this, all this buy stuff. All right, ZipPay. Yes, I've got it going. Shop now, pay later. I don't do it. So how can it be involved with me?
Because you are not doing that. Someone else are doing that using your information.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'll take your pardon. Okay, sir. Sorry to be getting cranky, but...
No, not a problem. Did you have your lunch?
No, I haven't had lunch. No.
When it is done,
alrighty.
You will have a good lunch today.
Now you want me to open up Zip?
Yes, open, click on open. Alright.
Yeah. I don't think,
Now, you just hold for a moment. The server is going to help you out right now for blocking them, okay?
Yeah. Because I'm about getting tired of this now. why is it on the side? It's on the side.
Because right now the ZipPay application is very small. So type your phone number, type your phone number. That ends with 055. Type that number.
Yeah. Yep. So send it.
Just hold. Now give a click on send code. Now you will receive a code from ZipPay on your that number. Just check.
Yeah.
Type down the code.
Yep. Yeah.
Now just hold.
Okay. Do I get my money back from the bank, whatever they've been stealing?
Yes. All the hackers are blocked, you will receive all the money back. Now type your first name, which ask for your driver's license. You need to be handy with your driver's license first.
I don't know how they get a driver's license, though. Anyway, sorry, I just don't understand.
They have got your Medicare card as well.
Truly. Oh, yeah, okay. I heard about this happening to people, but I didn't think it would happen to me, silly me. Alrighty, yeah. Why does it keep turning off all the time? Now, go back to there. Where did I put that?
Type over there the first name. Type your first name.
Yeah. I've never put so much of my details into anything. I don't want to put my middle name. Do I have to put a middle name?
Yes.
All right.
You have to type it correctly.
Okay. They put my Medicare as well. Well. Okay.
Yes.
Yep. And then the email address?
Yes, put your email address.
I'm not putting my residential address. I'm not doing that.
No, you have to put your residential address before we have to block. It is from your system. You're doing it from your system. You're not telling me over the phone call. You have to type it over.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. You don't need to get that right.
No, not have to worry. It won't take much time from now.
Yeah, okay. Oh, straight. Look, I could be anything. Alright, I'll be female today, alright? Oh, date of birth, that's a hard one. Oh, God, okay. Okay. Now what? Do I choose?
Go down.
It won't let me. It won't let me scroll.
Hang on.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, continue.
No, just hold.
Oh, yeah, right. I confirm I'm an Australian citizen.
Yes, click on continue.
Yeah.
Now,
verify my address.
Yes, now it will help you to verify your identity. We will click on connect to bank.
Yeah, okay.
Now, do you see the nav icon? Do you see a nav icon? Click
on it. Yeah, alright.
Now, type down the nav ID I'm telling you. It will be 666.
Yep.
3479.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
3479.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yep. Password?
Now, just hold for a moment. The server is going to help you automatically, okay?
Oh, good. Okay. maybe you should go to the other one, they need the chemist. Is there one still there? Is there any of the egg ones still there? No, I wouldn't go back to that.
Now what can you see? Can you let me know?
I can see, verify my income.
Okay, now just hold. Now just hold.
Okay, still going in the purple. In the purple box, it's still talking.
Okay, not a problem. It will come up. It is very
fine. Ah, we have not been able to log you in. Oh, here we go. Right.
Okay, just hold for a moment.
Oh, yeah, there's the number. Yeah, password. Yeah, all right. Are you doing well?
Just hold on, and the server's going to help you out automatically.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. Where is that girl down in Korea? No, I just want to tell you. Leonie's. She needed to get three different phones, because she got a phone. We took over her old ID.
You're telling me. Your tablet, can you tell me?
It says, it's still talking in that little, in the box. It's got the password and it's still talking. It's got the little dots moving.
Okay, just hold.
Oh, there we go. Okay. The next bank. Pick.
Okay. Now, you need to be ready with your driver's license. Ask for your driver's license.
Yep. Okay. Put that in?
Yes, put it in.
Right. Why is it not doing it? Driver's license. Oh, I see. It comes up Medicare card as well. Righto. No, let me put the number.
No, let me put any number in.
Sorry.
Put your middle name first.
Oh, yeah, righto. Okay. Yep.
Now just hold for a moment.
Righto.
Now, you need to select your state from your driver's license.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, down there. Righto. Yeah.
Now, select your license number.
Yeah. I'm going to scroll up so I can see it. Can't see the box. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll just put it in. Yeah. What's the worst that can happen, eh? I saw something in the paper about, I've lost concentration. I've seen things in the paper, isn't that funny? About people that tell you you've been hacked and then you get in trouble with the people that tell you you've been hacked.
From this, we will help you to block every people who are into your system.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. It's sort of, anyway, there we go. Why won't let you go down? Oh, card number.
Yeah, do you know where is the card number on the driving license?
Yeah, that's what I just pulled. Oh, card number. Oh, what is
it? Not the license number, it will be card number.
You know,
on the back of the card, it will be a card number.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
On the back.
Oh, yeah, what is it? Yeah, this is got. Okay, I'm going to do this right. B4B. A lot of funny numbers. B. Oh, why do they do everything so little?
When you're done, let's go.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you type?
Yeah, nearly. 7. Oh, no, not that one. 7. 8.
that's all. It's correct, it's correct.
All good.
All will be small or capital, just check it, capital or small.
Oh yeah, no, the C was as little, it's supposed to be big.
That's all.
Okay. Yeah, the C's supposed to be a capital. Did they get that as well? Did they get my driver's license number as well? Wow. All right, that's better. Yeah, that's better.
Now you need to be handy with your NAP card, and you need to type down the details over there correctly. Do not share over the phone call, just type it down over there correctly.
What? The whole lot? All right, okay. I'm going to make 16 numbers.
Yes.
You got the 16 numbers. Okay.
Yes. Type it over there.
Okay.
First type your name over there.
Oh, yeah, that is. Okay. Oh, yes, of course. I beg your pardon. Okay. Yep, card number. That's scary.
Slowly, do not hurry up.
Yep, okay. Where's my space bar gone?
Do not put any space. You don't have to put any space.
Oh, my space. Okay. 944. I must order myself a new car because this one's very hard to see. Alrighty.
You click on continue. Now, just hold. Do not do anything. The server's going to help you out right now from now. Okay?
Did they take $1,000 from the Zip account?
No.
Uh-huh.
Right now we are going to block the gift card they are purchasing from the Zip account. Okay?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so just hold for a moment.
Oh, please let it be quick.
It will not take more than...
Because my head goes a bit funny. Can you do all that for me?
Put your email address.
Okay. Isn't that any more I've got to sort out after this?
Okay. Now,
you do passwords, not me.
Leave it. Go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen, and there's an application on your tablet which says AnyDesk. Can you open it up, AnyDesk?
Yeah.
When you see the numbers, let me know. When you see a number.
Yeah. I can see them.
Okay. Now, do you see the start now? Click on the start now.
Do I have to do all this with Medicare as well?
No, you don't have to do it. It will automatically be done.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Remote address.
Okay, now go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
My husband's going to run out of charge soon. Yep. Yep. Oops. something went wrong on the server, unable to load your data. Huh?
Go back to your home screen. Open up the Play Store. Open up the Play Store.
Oh, Play Store, right out. Yeah. Do I open it now? I don't want to open it.
No, you don't have to open. Now, at the left
corner. Oh, I opened it. Yeah. Hang on. Yes, close anyway. All right. Sorry. Ah! Yeah, all right. Got ya. I'm back on the zip page. Hello?
Yes. No, at the left top corner, do you see a back arrow? Click on the back arrow.
Yeah.
All right. Now, can you hear me, madam? At the top,
yes.
For apps and games, give a click on search for apps and games. Somehow the security has been disabled. Now, click open the.
Oh, I went back up again. Sorry, I did something wrong there. Yeah, rather. Right, yeah.
Now, type
yeah,
in desk, ANY.
Yeah, it's already on the screen.
Yeah, DESK, any desk.
Yeah, it's already on there.
Now give a space, yeah. give a gap.
Oh yeah.
Do you see any options coming up? Any desk control plugin AD1?
Any desk plugin AD1, yeah. Or any desk control plugin, yeah. Yeah, right, I click that one.
Yes, click that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you see that plugin has been installed already? So you just do one thing, the security has been installed. Somehow it is
right.
Press the home button. Press the home button.
Yeah.
Now, once you press the home button, you need to do one thing. Open the settings from your mobile phone. Just open the normal settings.
On my mobile?
Yeah. Onto your
not on this mobile.
Yeah, onto that, on which you are connected, on to which you are using. Open the settings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You still there?
Yes, I'm listening to you from that tablet.
I don't know how to do his phone. When do I get the settings?
Wait. First you unlock
it. Yes, I'm waiting.
First you unlock it. Unlock the mobile phone or the tablet which you're using. Unlock it. Not that one onto which you're talking to me, which you are using. Unlock that.
The one I'm speaking, okay. It is unlocked, okay.
Okay. So what do you can see?
Nothing.
That's volume and that's off.
Yeah, well, he's still there. I can't see anything on the screen.
You need to unlock your tablet. Unlock your tablet, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
It keeps locking itself, sir. Okay. All right, I'm locked. Connection, service, eBay, view a server.
Yeah, now press the home button. Oh, mother.
Okay, don't be cross. Yeah, right on, yeah.
Okay. Now, you just simply do one thing. Look at the very bottom left-hand corner. There will be the settings. Press on settings.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. All right, you just showed me where to do it. Yeah, right on.
Now, do one thing. Click on accessibility at the bottom. Can you see something called accessibility?
Yeah,
just
that.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Now click, yeah. Now scroll down the page, go to the bottom.
Yeah.
Now can you see advanced?
Wait for a second.
Wait for a second. Click on advanced at the bottom. Click on advanced. Now scroll down the page.
Why didn't it let me get it?
Go to the top slowly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Accessibility menu again.
No. Go to the top slowly. Do not click anywhere. Listen to me, ma'am. Scroll the page to the top slowly. Scroll the page to the top slowly. Go to the top.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, you can see the Any Desk Control Service AD1 is on. The security is on.
Uh-huh.
So you just press the home button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, once you press the home button, there will be an Any Desk. Can you see? Red Any Desk. Yeah.
Yes.
That, Red Any Desk. Open that. Yeah. Now, what you need to do, be on that page. Once you see start now, press on start now. Press on start now. You can see start recording. Press on
start. I got it. I did it.
Now, once you see start now, you just simply do one thing. Wait for a second. Now, do not do anything. All right? Just give me a moment.
It went back to home page. Okay.
Please, now, do not do anything. Just
I went back.
Okay. Just give me a moment. Yeah.
I'm out of my comfort zone, but you're doing well.
Okay. Thank you, madam. And and there will be a possibility you will receive a message onto that mobile phone on which we are just talking, okay?
Yeah, it's come up. Welcome back. Yeah, my email. Yeah.
All right, just give me a moment.
You told me it won't be long now. Please help me.
All right. Yes, I'm helping you, madam. Do not.
I know.
Can you just put your email one more time, dear? Can you just put your email?
One more time.
Now put your email there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Dude. Sure.
Yeah. Do I go to Apple 1352. Those credentials don't look right.
Okay. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Now wait for a second. Will we dictate the password? Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Now put your email address one more time, madam. Put your email address. Now do not do anything. Just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Now check onto your mobile phone, ma'am. Check onto your mobile phone.
Yeah.
You have received the email onto your mobile phone.
Zip. I got a zip thing,
huh? Yeah, do you got the password reset option over there? Password reset, anything like that from the zip?
It's got a Gmail.
No, your Hotmail email. Your Hotmail email, madam. I'm talking about...
Yeah, no email. I got Gmail at Hotmail. Yeah, press that.
Yeah, do you got any email from the zip?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now,
welcome to Zip. It says welcome to Zip. Download your app to get started.
No, just give me a moment. Give me a moment. And what type of mobile phone you have? What type of mobile phone you have, madam?
Android. Optus.
All right. Now, can you just do one thing, madam? Because the thing is that you are getting your internet is not perfect right now. It's not safe and secure, and that's why we are just sending you the email onto your mobile phones, and that is the basic reason. We need to connect you with the help of that mobile phone either, so that we can just protect each and every device, okay? So can you just, Adam, onto your mobile phone, just put me on speaker. Put me on speaker.
Yeah, you're on speaker. You're on speaker.
Onto your Android mobile phone where you are getting that email or where you are getting the text message.
Yeah.
Mobile?
In my mobile, yeah. Oh, password reset sent.
Okay. I'm talking about your personal mobile phone on which you are getting that email. Yes. So what you need to do, you need to just simply press the home button onto your personal mobile phone. Okay?
Press the home button. Okay. Yeah.
Open the Play Store.
Oh,
yeah.
Tap settings, icon to select service.
No. Open the Play Store.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Play Store. Stay on
there.
Yeah. You're going to have to wait a minute. I can't find it. Play Store is...
Try to look about the Play Store.
Yeah. My daughter's got so many apps on this phone. Oh, there we go. Right up.
Okay. So once you open the Play Store, you need to just Can you see search for apps and games?
Yeah.
Yeah, click on search it's for that. Apps and games and type
yeah.
in over there. Type in over there any desk. ANYDESK, any desk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So once you press any desk,
yeah.
it, you will get to see the red icon called any desk remote desktop.
Oh yeah, any desk remote desktop app, yeah.
Yeah, install that. Press on install, install that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you install, what came up, please do let me know, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
My husband needs his phone soon, so anyway.
I understand. I'll do not take too much time, okay? Once we connected you to the security server, we will just establish the security, and within 5 to 10 minutes, we will just over, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. So you install that any desk onto your personal mobile phone?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's on my phone, yeah?
Yeah, click on open. Once you see open, just do let me know.
Yeah, okay. Privacy statement.
It is showing you privacy statement. Look at the bottom. There will be something called allow or next or confirm anything, the positive options.
It's got okay.
Yeah, press on okay.
Uh-huh. For controlling this device remotely, a plugin is required. Would you like to install this plugin?
Press on cancel. Press on cancel.
Right. Alrighty, now I've got a tutorial. You can abort the tutorial by touching the area outside the blue circle. So do I do that 2 or 3 times like you said before?
Yeah. Correct.
1, 2, there we go. Connection status.
Okay.
Here you can see, do I press that one too?
Yeah, no, just tap on this 2 or 3 times and you're going to see the ID number. Can you see the numbers?
Yes, I got a number. Oh, shit, yeah.
This is the security number. Confirm it to me.
812
115
and 932.
932. It's 812-115-932, correct?
Correct, yep.
Now, just do one thing, madam. Now, below that ID number, can you see something in the red one written like set password? Just under
ID. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Click on that set password.
Right.
Now once you click on set password, what has came up?
Security, interactive access, always show incoming.
Yeah, leave that. Now scroll down the page a little bit. There will be something called permission profile. Permission profile. Just below the permission, it will be showing you permission profile.
Yeah, it says permission profile and it says access control list.
Yeah, no. Click on permission profile. Click on permission profile.
Yep. Right, okay.
Four options as coming up. Click on full access.
Four.
Yeah.
Full access.
Yeah, now what has came up?
I got to press full access, right?
Yeah. Now
alrighty.
What has came up?
Profile, full access.
Yeah. Now, any changes came up now?
Profile enabled, unattended access. Oh, yes, you just kicked it. Profile enabled,
Yes. Now, once you pick that, can you see set password has been came up?
Yeah, not yet. It hasn't come up yet.
Okay.
Oh, press on it?
Yeah, click. Tick that enable unattended access, then the set password will came up.
All right, it hasn't come up yet. Profile enabled, but I'm still waiting for the password.
No. You need to tick on enable unattended access, the tick mark box. Tick that box, enable unattended access.
Oh, enable unattended access. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Now, do you see that password as coming up?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now simply click on the red straight line so that your keyboard will come up.
Yeah.
Now, put the password all in the lowercase, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Oh, yeah. That seems strange. Yeah.
If you put eBay, then 1517.
Yep.
Did you put
put eBay 1517, ma'am?
I did, yeah.
Okay, now click on OK, press on OK. Did you click on OK?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, now wait for a second. You are going to receive the message like it starts now. The same message quality.
Oh, yeah, well, that's security warning. You're about to grab full control. Oh, my God, who am I giving full control to? You.
We are blocking it. We are blocking it.
Oh, right, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, press on start now. Yeah. Yeah. Now click on close. Press on close.
Yes.
Yeah. Now once you press
on close.
Yeah. Yes. Press the home button. Press the home button, madam. Press the home button. Now first you can open the Play Store one more time. We need to start the security. Open the Play Store one more time.
Yes.
Once you open the Play Store, scroll down. Wait, do not open any desk. Press the home button. You need to listen to me, okay? Press the home button. And open the Play Store one more time.
Yep.
Now, scroll down the page. Scroll down the page a little bit. Can you see? AnyDesk plugin 81. You will click on that. AnyDesk plugin
81. Remote desktop. Oh, yeah, AnyDesk plugin 81. Yeah, press that.
Press that. Now install that. The security needs to be installed. Press on. Now simply do one press. Yeah. Now press the home button. The security has been installed. Press the home button. Press the square button. Now open the settings. The settings application.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh God, you showed me where it was last time, I know.
Now scroll down, look for accessibility. Scroll it down. Click on accessibility.
Yeah.
No problem. You're doing it very well, madam. All right. Now can you see at the bottom any desk control services off? Give a click on any desk control service. Yeah.
And press it. That'll go on. Yeah.
Yeah. And there will be a switch button. Turn it on. Press it. The switch button.
Okay.
Click on OK. Press on OK.
Okay.
Because you need to.
I got you. Yeah, right.
Now
okay.
Give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow.
Yep.
Now again, give a click on the back arrow.
Yep.
Now do one thing, ma'am. Now go to the top. Look for display. Go to the top. Look for display.
Yep.
Press on display.
Mm-hmm.
Now there will be an option called slip. Click on slip. And now click on 30 minutes so the security will not. Click on never. Press on never so the security is not going to be disabled. Press on never. Yeah. Now press the home button. Yeah. Press the home button. Press the home button. Press the home. Now open the AnyDesk application one more time. Open the AnyDesk application. The red icon, it will be on the home. Can you see? The red icon.
Yeah, I'm sorry, no, it's the same as by the AnyDesk. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, click on OK, press on OK, press on OK.
Yeah.
Wait for a second, do not go anywhere. Press on Start now.
Uh-huh.
If you can see Start now, press on Start now, OK? Press on Start now.
Yeah. Okay.
Now do one thing, do not do anything, just give me a moment. Now please open up your email. Open up your email.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We need to just simply reset the password so that we can block each and everything. Open up your email.
Sorry. I'm trying. I keep losing stuff. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. You are doing it very well, ma'am. I'm just simply going to help you. Leave that.
Okay.
Open that Hotmail email. Open that Hotmail email where you got the zip notification.
Oh, on my phone?
Yeah, on your phone.
The email. On the messages.
Email. I'm talking about
email.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking for Gmail, Craig. Where is it? Oh, why has she got so many on here? I've got to get rid of them. Can you see it, Craig?
I'm talking about that SusieBelle04@hotmail email. Please log into that email. Yeah.
Yes, that's where I'm trying to go, mate. I just can't find the Gmail button. I know it's easy to see when I see it, but I... Oh, you've been very patient.
All right.
Oh, up there. Yeah, right out. Okay. We've moved. All righty. Okay. Too much spam, it says.
Wait for a second. Can you see it has been asked for set your zip password?
Yes.
Now just give me a moment. Let me just help you click here to proceed. Let me just simply guide you. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just reset the password for you, okay?
Is it only going to be a few minutes now?
Yeah, just give me a moment.
Okay.
It will not take more than 5 to 10 minutes, all right?
Yep.
Now, can you see your password has been changed successfully? Now, just give me a moment, ma'am. You need to just leave the mobile phone as it is, okay? Leave the mobile phone as it is. Yeah. I need to just simply work on to that.
Okay,
just give me a moment. And just give me a few minutes, madam. Just give me a few minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, let me just check. And I do. And check, ma'am, you have received a message. Oh, okay. 6844.
Yeah.
Now, wait for a second. We are just helping you to just upgrade the security.
I'm good at waiting.
Okay, no problem. So just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Sorry for that.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay. Just give me a moment. Now, we are just blocking the things, and we are just simply going ahead blocking all the things which the people can try to use, all right? Just give me a moment.
Yep. Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Busy little buggers, are they?
I understand.
How many people do they do this to? They have millions.
Yeah, there are 7 people. We have already blocked 3 people. All right. So we are just blocking the remaining one, all right? Just give me a moment.
No, I mean, how many people get scared every day? Millions, eh?
Yes. That is the thing. And that is the reason we need to just help all the people to just simply do the...
ATM being notified is the worst thing. ATM.
Okay. Just give me a moment.
Okay. Oh, Amazon too.
Yeah, because they are using that Amazon. That's why we need to just cancel those things, all right? Just give me a moment. Yeah. Now let me just check.
Prime Video is Amazon. Yeah, let us verify it you.
Just give me a moment.
Yep. You're right, darling. I'm not going.
Okay.
Thanks, darling.
Moment. Let me just check so that I can help you.
Okay.
Yeah. Blocker, yeah. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment, ma'am, all right?
Yeah, you're in zip. Did you forget the password?
Just give me a moment. Let me just check.
How come this keeps coming up all the time?
Alright, just give me a moment.
Now they have to get rid of.
Alright, just give me a moment.
Okay.
I'll help you. Once I go into
Canada. Yeah, I know, you're doing good, mate. You're doing good.
Yeah.
How do you think what you're doing?
Once I'm going to cancel all the things, then
yes.
I'll be able to do those things for you. All right, just give me a moment.
Yeah, I think it's great. Thanks.
Yeah. Let me just check. Just give me a moment.
You can write down.
Okay. Let me just check.
Yeah. Something went wrong.
Yeah, something went wrong. I'm not understanding what is happening.
$300.
Yeah, we are just trying to canceling the charges for
$300. They use Qantas too, eh?
Okay, give me a moment, ma'am. Give me a moment.
Yeah, please.
Let me just check from the mobile phone. Let me just check it.
Yeah, good. So I got to get Zip back on my phone.
Yeah. And we will just simply verify because it is not responding from there. And that's all.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, let me just check.
That's installing again.
Yeah, just give me a moment. No, just give me a moment. Hello.
I didn't want to install for you now.
Oh, yeah. Once we're done with the things, we will uninstall the things for you, all right?
Yeah.
Give me a moment. I need to check what is happening due to the network issues. Sometimes it will be just working slow like that. Just give me a moment. No, just give me a moment. Yeah. I'm going to just let me just check. Now, put your email, madam. Put your email onto your mobile phone.
Yeah,
put it onto your mobile phone. All right, now wait for a second.
Yep.
need to. I'm just waiting for the code. Now, do not touch anything. Do not touch anything.
No.
Okay, wait for a second.
Yes, it's still thinking.
Okay, now we are just waiting for the message.
Yeah, there's a code.
Yeah, 156184.
Yeah,
remember that.
156184,
correct?
Yeah, right
here. Now give me a moment. Hey, mother, the phone to. Chodo.
Get off that shit, okay?
Yes, I understand. I understand. Just give me a moment.
Yeah. It's a cancer bottle. Look at it.
It will be. It will be just taking some time. Just give me a moment. Have patience.
Okay. Don't panic. I'm relaxed. I had to get a beer.
You want to drink the beer?
Yeah, I've got one thing.
Okay. What type of beer you just want to drink, madam?
Great Northern, sir.
Okay, let me just check.
Don't, I haven't got an app for that.
Just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$500.
Yes, we are just canceling it. You need to be with me.
Yeah.
Oh, just give me a moment. Let me just check.
I've got a $500 gift card now.
Madam, you need to listen to me. I'm just working on it.
Yeah, I know.
Because you are just asking those things thousands of times. That's why I'm getting confused. Because you are just breaking my concentration.
Yes.
This is Chardelda Ma'am, can you just click on the 6-digit code?
Oh, it's gone past. Get it back up.
Just give me a moment.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Email address again. Yeah, there we go. And that number that you told me to remember, I put that in.
Wait.
Okay.
Nahi aa raha. Upar se hi to message nahi aa raha. Back ho ja raha tha already. Not a touch. No, not a touch.
give me a moment. Just wait for a second. Can you just press the home button onto your mobile phone, ma'am? Press the home button onto your mobile phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you just need to press the home button onto your mobile phone. Onto the mobile phone, press the home button and open the red AnyDesk application. We got disconnected.
I've got the home button.
Open the AnyDesk. Open the AnyDesk.
Oh, yeah,
AnyDesk.
Got it. Okay, all right, okay. Why does it keep moving? Yeah, righto. Battery optimization.
Now wait for a second. Click on OK, press on OK. Now you're going to receive a message called Start Now. Press on Start Now. Now leave the mobile phone. Just give me a moment.
I've got on my iPad a new login alert.
Okay, now leave that. Yeah. Because you have used that, just give me a moment. Let me just check why it is not allowing. Sorry, are you getting worried?
Yes.
Like why? What is the reason?
I don't know, love. Just all these alert things, I'm just not used to all this, okay?
I understand, and that is the reason I'm just helping you to cancel those things.
Yeah. Right. I understand.
Yeah. So can you just remove the charger from your mobile phone, ma'am?
Oh. Yep. Oh, we're back to Woolworths.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Remove your charger, ma'am. Remove your charger from
the mobile. I did. It's okay. My charger in
there. Okay, lovely. Just give me a moment. Oh, do not touch anything. Do not touch your mobile.
Oh, look, I didn't know I did. I'm sorry. I'll go back.
Okay, just give me a moment.
I got three devices going. It's very unusual for me.
Oh, Mark, I should. Just give me a moment. Naya technology sikha raha. Just give me a moment, ma'am. Hi, tera model. Just be with me. Lock ho jayega model. Kahan gaya? Ye tha na?
This won't go away, will it?
Yeah, just give me a moment. Because your internet is working very slow, and that's why it is going again and coming again like that, right?
Ah, right, I know.
Yes, and that is the reason every time we're getting rejected. Just give me a moment.
Yeah, we've only got 3G here, I think.
That's why.
Yeah.
Now, can you just do one thing? Just give me a moment. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, look at the top.
Yeah. There's,
press on gift card. Yeah. Press on that gift card.
Ah, yeah.
Hey, mother. Look.
Sorry, where's it gone? Oh, there we go. Hang on. Okay. Gift card.
Yeah, press on that gift card.
Right, let me.
Okay, do not touch anything. Just give me a moment. Leave that. Right, leave that. Leave that. Okay. Do not touch anything. Just leave it.
No. Okay.
Oh, do not press anything, I told
you.
Oh,
it's just back there, go home, no! Oh, just back again, okay. Oh, back.
Do not touch your mobile phone, if I
know. No, no, okay, hands up. Okay. Oh. No, Jackie.
Just give me a moment. You just go and take a glass of water for you, ma'am. I'm just taking care of the things.
Right.
Let me just check what is happening.
Gift card.
Yeah, just give me a moment.
Yeah, I'm not touching anything.
Yeah. जैसे कोड आएगा कोड याद कर लेंगे फोटो ले
लेंगे
वेट फॉर अ सेकंड आर यू टचिंग एनीथिंग मैम
नो
ओके ओके लवली
जिप आई यू कीप ट्राइंग टू गेट होल्ड ऑफ मी
Mobile switch on. Just give me a moment.
Oh, I don't have 500. All right, there's it. Oh, something went wrong.
नहीं होगा उसका और क्या करने के लिए All right. Now, we have started the security. It will be taking time, like near about, what I can say, it will be taking time near about 24 hours to just complete the whole procedure. All right, ma'am? So tomorrow, can you just tell me what time you will be free so that I can close the ZIP account for you?
No, it doesn't matter.
Sorry?
Doesn't matter any time.
Doesn't matter any time. Until and unless you do not need to uninstall any of the application, okay? Because we have started the security. Now, what we need to do, we need to put the security on the debit card of your husband. Like, do you have the card with you?
No, I do not, no. He's just gone out.
Okay, he's just gone out. All right. No problem. Then I'll get in touch with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Right.
So can I use my iPad and watch my Prime movie?
Yeah. Whatever you want to use, you can use it, but do not install any tip or any disk from your mobile phone.
No, I will not. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then does the money go back into my bank?
Yeah. Tomorrow I'll send the money to your bank. All right. Yes.
So can you tell me how much it will be?
It will be near about $1,000, all right?